The Confessions of Young Nero by Margaret George. Read for you by Steve West, Susan Deniker, and Catherine McEwen. The moon was round and full. It shone on the flat surface of the lake, which was also round, making it appear that the moon itself had expanded and enlarged itself there. It rose golden from the encircling hills, but soon was a bright white ball high above. It illuminated the wide deck of the ship. I was to sit beside my uncle and listen to him intoning praise to the goddess Diana, whose sanctuary was on the shore of the lake and to whom the lake itself was sacred. I remember the flame of the torches that threw a flickering red light on the faces around me, in contrast to the clear bluish-white moonlight bathing the wider scene. My uncle's face looked not like a human's, but like a demon's, with a burning hue. These are all impressions, memories that swirl without being attached to anything. The reflection on the water, the torches, the thin reedy voice of my uncle, the nervous laughter around me, the chill in the air. I was only 3 years old, so it is no wonder my memories are disconnected. Then his face shoved up into mine, his silky voice saying, "What shall I do with the bitch's wealth?" More nervous laughter. His rough hands grabbed my shoulders and hauled me up, my legs dangling helplessly. "I shall sacrifice him to the goddess." He strode over to the rail and held me over the rippling water. I can still see the undulation of the reflected moonlight waiting for me. "She wants a human sacrifice. And what more worthy than this kin of mine, descendant of the divine Augustus? Only the best for Diana, and perhaps a propitiation for the lapse of Augustus, who preferred to worship her brother Apollo. There you go!" And I was flung out over the water, landing with a splash, cold, cold, and I sank, unable to swim or even cry out. Then strong hands grasped me, pulled me mercifully out of the water, and I could breathe. I was hauled onto the deck, where my uncle stood, hands on hips, laughing. "Better luck next time, eh, Cheeria? You are too soft-hearted to rescue such flotsam. Anything born of my sister can come to no good."